Panel 2. Exhibition. The Roman Villa of Vina Margo. What was it like? The new Roman municipalities created a land occupation model based on mapping out geometric plots like a grid that are still visible in some coastal plains crossed by the Via Augusta. The Villa of Vina Margo, founded in the middle of the 1st century, was part of the administrative territory of Saguntum, a city where the owners of our villa may have resided. The building was gradually expanded from east to west, reaching its maximum splendor between the 2nd and 3rd centuries. The crisis that affected the Roman Empire in the middle of the 3rd century also left its mark on Vina Margo, which was largely renovated. Although it remained occupied for two more centuries, the villa was eventually abandoned in the middle of the 5th century. Long after, specifically between the 11th and 15th centuries, some areas were temporarily occupied and several walls dismantled. Their stones were reused as construction material for a nearby dwelling, maybe the Alqueria of Vina Margo, whose name we only know through written sources. In these centuries, Alqueria referred to small rural communities that were located near cities. The remains preserved today are the foundations of the walls made with stones bound with earth, on which the needed earth walls, rammed earth, were built, then covered with plaster and, in the most luxurious areas, painted with bright colors, red, yellow, green, and blue. Some areas had more than one floor, and the ceilings were covered with large flat tiles called tegulae that were combined with curved tiles or imbrices. The rooms were built around several courtyards and, following the classic Roman structure, three areas can be differentiated. The pars urbana was the most luxurious area where the owners lived. The so-called pars rustica was the domestic area, kitchen, farmyards, latrines, wells, etc., as well as the rooms where workers and slaves lived. Finally, the pars fructuaria was used for the transformation and storage of farm produce and was where the oil and flour mills, pottery kilns, wine presses, cellars, granaries and haylofts were located. Now let's learn about the pars urbana.